The Beat Breakfast Daily Dilemma.
Okay. Our email address for 2020 dilemmas, and we'd love to hear from you. You can send them in at any stage. It's talk@beat102103.com. We'll do our best to get to it. Here's an email from a girl, and it says, "Hi, Beat Breakfast. A few weeks ago, I discovered that my boyfriend cheated on me. I had to do some snooping on phones to find out, but I had a suspicion and I confirmed it. Now, the weird thing is, now that I know, I'm not sure how to bring it up or if I should. I know through the same means that I discovered the affair that it's over and that he feels really guilty about it. And I noticed a big improvement in his attention towards me and in our romantic life around the time that I now know the affair ended. Initially, I was just waiting to snap and say it to him, but I held back as I was enjoying this new attentiveness. I do think the guilt is getting to him, and now I don't think I should say anything at all. I'd rather forget it, let him work through his guilt on his own, and hopefully learn a lesson that the grass isn't always greener. I've told one friend who said I'm completely mad that I have to say it to him, as he won't feel proper guilt or remorse unless he knows how much he hurt me. I'm wondering, what do you and your listeners think?"
Ooh. Well, sounds like you're happy enough yourself to move on until somebody else told you the way you should feel. But you in your own head had almost decided to move on, that everything was grand, and now he was back into the relationship and you're ready to put it behind you. And then some friend of yours said, "No, you should be mad at him. You have to bring it up."
Sometimes you need people to make you see sense, and sometimes that's what friends are for, to just give you that little nudge and say, "Look, is this the right decision you're making for yourself? Right now it might feel okay, but think about it just
it
a little bit."
It does seem a little bit to me of brushing it under the carpet and just hoping for the best. And if he thinks...
Well, she was going to do that anyway until the friend said it. And now she wants us to double
down. Yeah, but
down
is that the right thing to do, is the question. Is it to brush it under the carpet?
There is no textbook. There is no right or wrong thing to do. It's whatever works for you. And you were ready to move on.
So to put your fingers in your ear and go, "La, la, 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 it never happened."
If you were okay with that until somebody sowed the other seed in your head, then yeah. I'm not saying it's right or wrong, because there is none. But whatever works for you. Are you okay to move on now without the drama, without the... bringing it back up again? He's, you know that it's over. He's cheated. Of course, he was an awful yoke to do it. But
he's got away with it.
But just to not say anything at all, not to mention it, just to make him think you never knew, and all he did was, you know, was show a little bit of remorse, and that was it. You've just moved on. I think cheating, to me, and he's in this relationship. They're together. Like, cheating to me is the ultimate sin in a relationship. And I think
it is,
she is probably minimizing it so the relationship continues. And I think she probably doesn't realize that in a few months, you're not going to be able to forget as easily. Something will happen, something will jog your memory, and then you'll be back down this road again. You're not going to be able to trust him 100%. I think the only way to clear something like this is not to brush it under the carpet, is to actually talk to the person. You're in a relationship. So I would sit down and let him know that I know, and what were you playing at? Give him the right to like explain himself, and then make your decision. I don't think brushing something under the carpet and hoping it goes away and, you know, that's the resolution to this. I don't think so. But as I get what you mean, Vinny, you know, it's your life.
If it
works for you,
yeah,
then do you. But I just think it's working now because he seems remorseful. But in another few months, if he starts acting suspiciously again, will you go on the hunt? Will you think he is, you know, cheating again? You know, will it bring back up everything? It probably will. So I think the best bet is address it from the very start instead of waiting till it festers.
Yeah, my main concern on this is from his point of view. And a little bit down the road, he goes, "Well, I got away with that so easily the last time. What's to stop me doing again?"
Oh, but he didn't.
Well, in his mind he did, if she's not going to say anything to him stage.
But if he starts acting suspicious again, she's going to get the Sherlock hat on again, and then
no way to live, though, is it?
It's hit the fan. People live differently, you know.
Okay, let's get some thoughts on this. What do you think? Is it madness to just ignore it? Just ignore it. He seems to have dealt with it himself. Don't let him know you know, and just hope for the best. If that's what works for her, or do you think problems down the line with that?
Tell us what you think now. Local 1890 715 102, or text 085 1029 103.
Would you have to say something? 085 102 9103, text, WhatsApps, voice notes. Welcome, Beat Breakfast. Lots of reaction coming in. We'd love to hear your thoughts on this. What's the best scenario for this girl who's in touch to just keep going and pretend it didn't happen or to say something. 085-102-9103. Reaction on the way next.
Beat Breakfast with Now TV. Stream unmissable movies like Mary, Queen of Scots, starring Saoirse Ronan.
Beat 102 and 103.
The Beat Breakfast Daily Dilemma.
We're getting some tough stories in this morning, I have to say. Quick gist to this dilemma, and it's an interesting one. Girl in touch, found out her fellow was cheating. She did some snooping. We presume she looked at WhatsApp messages or whatever, social media messages. She discovered he'd been cheating, but she also discovered in those messages that it was over and that he felt really bad about it. And her question now is, does she need to bring it up with him or address it with him if he feels really guilty and the guilt is eating him up? Should he just learn his lesson and he's been really attentive to her and things are good again, so maybe she's best not to address it? We're asking, do you need to address it when these things arise? Let me read some of the comments firstly. Donald was on, get rid of him. Leopard never changes his spots. Another message here, I had suspicions before and it turned out right. I was too afraid to lose him, so I ignored it. But as time went on, every time his phone would go off, I was instantly suspicious and jealous and constantly paranoid. In the end, I confronted him and we sorted it. But as more time went on, the pain and paranoia doesn't go away. I could never trust him again, no matter how much he apologised or showed remorse. It just doesn't get fixed that easily. I had to walk away in the end, and to be honest, I never looked back. If you're not the only one in their life, then why be in it?
Oh, you see, I think that's why the friend actually said it to her as well, because she probably knows you don't want to end the relationship. You really like this guy. You really are in love with him, so you're willing to do anything.
Put the blinkers on.
Exactly. So she's probably just trying to let you see light.
Sarah was on from Wexford. She should confront him as soon as possible. Later on, it'll fester and her trust in him will disappear, and it will affect her mentally and emotionally too. If he knows he got away with it once, who's to say he won't do it again? Taylor from Gorey says, I'd have to confront him because he will lead away at you, and then down the line an argument will happen and it'll all come out. Guys, she seems to be more worried about how he works through his guilt and remorse than she is about her own well-being here. She mentioned she enjoyed the extra attention when the affair ended, and she strikes me as a girl that doesn't really see her own self-worth. Extra attention when he gets bored with his plaything isn't enough to put up being treated like that.
True.
One more. No. She has to say something. Even if she does forgive him, she has to say something. It's going to eat away at her for the rest of the relationship. If he's out one night and takes a while to reply to her text or calls, her mind will be running wild with what he's doing. He needs to know she knows he didn't get away with it. For me, cheating finishes the relationship. The trust is gone. And no matter how much you love someone, it's shattered and you can never get back all the pieces. Like, I will say one thing, because a few people are making this point. Whether she says it to him or whether she doesn't say it to him, it's still going to eat away at her all the time. Yeah. The fact that he cheated, the trust is gone. But the question is whether saying it to him makes him know he didn't get away with it and that she was hurt by this process. Yeah. Let's go to the phones on this. Hiya, Jessica. How are you?
Hi, good, thanks. Morning, how are you?
Good. Now, what are your thoughts on this?
I personally have actually been in this situation.
Ooh.
Yeah, and I would advise you, don't do what I did.
Okay, well, what did you do? Give us a summary. What happened to you?
I was in a similar situation. I was sniffing around. I knew there was just something amiss in the relationship. I just knew he wasn't being honest.
Mm.
And I went rooting, found the evidence I was looking for on his phone, and then thought, well, look, he's making the effort. You know, he's obviously remorseful. Move on, forget about it.
Mm.
I consulted my friends. They advised me, oh, don't brush it under the carpet. Mm. I did. And I was that girl who never trusted him again.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking in my head about this, Jessica. I thought the exact same thing. How are you going to trust someone? Everything he does after that, you're going to be thinking. You're going to have it under a microscope.
Yeah.
So what did you do after that?
I to be honest, I did try brushing the carpet, and then I was saying, well, look, I forgave. You know, I nearly took responsibility in a kind of strange way.
Okay.
Saying, well, you know, I can't blame him for my distrust because I forgave him without bringing it up. And at the end of the day, there's a reason why someone cheats, whether it's like a night out, drink influence, or whether it's a premeditated. There's a reason, and you have to like stop, look at your relationship, and like discuss, like beat it out between you.
Mm.
Why did this happen?
Okay, so after you brushed it under the carpet and ignored it, like how long did you stay with him afterwards? Did it happen again? What happened?
It did actually happen again. It did, and it was like a bigger deal the next time, because when the first time I brushed into the carpet, it was, silly. He was out. It was with friends.
Yeah.
you.
Mm, yeah.
And then down the line, it was a friend of his, and it had been going on for some time.
Oh.
So, you know, like I know now that I wouldn't go back there again. And I also know, like, that I had to ring in when I heard this poor girl. So I said, like, I've been there.
Yeah. So would you say to her that she does need to address it?
Oh, she does. Like, because she'll be questioning herself in time to come, like, what would have happened if I said it to him?
Mm.
And, like, the quote that I got, like, when things finally ended, when, of course, everything comes to the surface at the end of a relationship, and the line he used was, but you always came back.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah, but there's the question. Do you think saying it to him in the first place would have changed his roving eye at all?
If you didn't go back?
No, yeah.
No, like, so I wouldn't have gone back.
Yeah.
I probably wouldn't have. I probably certainly would have had, like, a different view on the relationship, at least. You know, it was my view was, look, I forgave and I'm the forgiving person and, you know, I understand and blah, blah. Whereas had we actually hashed it out and you would have seen the whole.
Yeah.
And maybe we would have, you know, got stronger as a couple from it. I'm not saying this girl, like, you know, that's the end of your relationship, it's doomed from here on in.
No.
But, like, the questions you have now are only going to be bigger and you just won't have the answers to them.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Listen, Jessica, I really appreciate your call and chatting to us this morning. Have a great day.
Bye.
Talk
to you.
Bye. Right, still loads of reaction coming in. Some voice notes to get to. Your final thoughts are welcome on 085 102 9103.
With Niall, Vinny and Trish.
Are you ready?
This is Beat.
Hey there, good morning.
Morning.
Just after 9 a.m, it's Wednesday, January 8th, 2020, and this is Beat Breakfast with Niall, Vinny and Trish. Okay, right. Let me get through just the last few comments on the dilemma. We'll start with a couple of WhatsApps. Ross has been on. Have a listen.
Once a cheater, always a cheater. Any sort of relationship built on cheating, or any relationship started on cheating, or anything to do with cheating, just get rid of them. Good luck, because you'll be overridden with nerves and just not. Good luck. Get rid of him.
Mm-hmm. Get rid of him. Get rid of him. Here's another message. This is from Jenna.
Good morning, Beat. Just to the Daily Dilemma, what I think about it is, does this girl have no self-respect? Does she not think that she's worth, like, anything? Why would you not confront him? Someone that's cheating on you that apparently you were in a relationship with. I would confront him and then I would say goodbye. I don't think anyone deserves a second chance after cheating. I just think, good luck. You're not worth it. I could be doing something better with my time. And she needs to know that she deserves better. And just be on your own. It's okay to be on your own. I don't see the reason why girls feel the need that they need to have somebody with them all the time. But to that dilemma, I think she should just kick him off.
Kick him off. Thank you very much for that.
Mommy!
I want to say something! Yeah. And a couple of other ones here. Tell that poor girl to run. He will cheat again 100%. And this is probably my favourite. It says, yeah, I wouldn't say Anthony either. While I pack up his shite and throw it out the door.
Oh, yeah.
The Daily Dilemma on Beat 102-103.